This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.
We just found out that we got a call from someone who said that there is traffic on the North Shore because people are getting out and voting. Early voting begins today. And so many people are getting out and voting that there are some areas where there's kind of a traffic jam or a buildup on areas of the North Shore. That's a report that we just received. So who are these people voting for? Well, we don't know yet, but we know that Donald Trump has gone out of his way to tell people not to vote early. I think he tried to change some of that. But anyway, we've got a lot to get to this hour, so we'll try to get to all of it. But first, I want to let you know about something that's going on with RTA, the Regional Transit Authority. They're trying to make it easier for people to vote. And everybody should be able to vote. Not everybody has transportation. So to make it easier to vote, RTA has got plans in effect. And Lana Edwards-Hankins joins us on WWL. Lana, welcome to our show.
Hey, Scoop. My name is Lona Edwards-Hankins. How are you today?
Lona, I'm sorry, Lona. Okay, Lona, listen, tell us, I'm excited about what RTA is doing, so tell us about that.
So we are making it easier for our riders in our community to vote by waiving fares on the two Saturdays of early voting, so tomorrow, October 19th and October 26th, as well as on Election Day. So what this means is we're suspending all fares so people can just hop on the bus without showing proof of anything.
That's really huge. I mean, I'm writing these notes down in case somebody asks about it later. So the two Saturdays of early voting and Election Day, and the first Saturday of early voting is tomorrow, suspending all fares on RTA. So nobody has to prove anything. You can just provide any information. You just get on a bus and go.
Yes, this is, you know, an initiative by our board and our agency, because we know that about 20% of New Orleans households don't have access to a car. And So, you know, what a better way to do our civic duty by allowing them to removing that barrier for them to get to the polls?
You know, I sometimes when I'm at a red light, I'll see people at a bus stop, and I'm fortunate to have had a car. I'm fortunate to really have always had a car. And I think about these people, and I'm surprised that the number is as high as it is. 20% of New Orleans households don't have access to a car. But I think about the people who do take the bus. And I think about, you know, how dedicated they are in their lives to take the bus to work, to take the bus to where they're going. Some people take it because it's just a good mode of transportation. But some people use the bus because they have to. And I just have such admiration for people who take the bus. And I think it's great that RTA is doing this for the citizens of New Orleans.
Absolutely. You know, there's a diverse number of reasons why people take the bus. And we want to make sure that we are efficient and reliable for all of our riders, regardless if they're transit dependent or if it's, you know, a choice rider or a young person deciding I don't want to pay a car note because it costs like, you know, $15,000 to own a car in the city of New Orleans every year, whereas it only costs, you know, $700 to buy a bus pass.
Yeah. Now, does this include the streetcars?
Streetcar mode, all modes, streetcars, the ferries? Our paratransit. Yep. We're going to be free for all modes on these 3 days.
Okay. Now, wait a minute. So somebody isn't really going to go vote. They decide that they want to take the ferry. Can they do that?
Yeah, Scoop.
Well, I'm being honest. Not everybody's honest. They might not be going to vote, but they could. So tomorrow, Saturday, and then the next Saturday of early voting and Election Day, you can use all of these modes of transportation, including the ferry, absolutely free.
Yes, and so while we recognize there may be some riders who may be taking care of business that day or just, you know, it's a beautiful day, so I'm going to ride the streetcar. We hope that they ride the streetcar to vote, but it's also the most efficient way to implement this for our operators, right? Don't want, you see what I'm saying? It's either all or nothing, and that allows for efficient operations.
No, it's a great idea. And, you know, I have often talked about the ferry on my show, and I have occasionally done this. It's almost like it's part of sightseeing in New Orleans. And a lot of people who live here don't even think about it. But, you know, if you went to another city and you had a chance to take a ferry across a major river when, you know, it's really cool when a major ship is going by when you're on the ferry, and you get a perfect view of the city of New Orleans when you're on the West Bank. And, you know, there are a few places on the West Bank as well at Algiers Point. But taking the ferry is just a fun thing to do with your kids.
It is. I was just sharing with someone about public transit being a staycation. My mother did with us during the summers when we were growing up in New Orleans. You catch the streetcar, go downtown, grab a po' boy, eat half the po' boy there, and then go to the ferries and then catch the Magazine Street bus. But, you know, I think public transportation, if we can get it right, is a huge solution to all of New Orleans' challenges and our region's challenges. Yeah. It's an economic mobility tool, an economic development tool, an educational tool, all the things, lowering emissions and congestions.
I'm going to mention this next week to remind people that next Saturday, and then I'll certainly talk about this election day. I'm going to keep this information with me, and I'll remind people that they can take the bus, the streetcar, the ferry. It's designed to get people to go vote, to give them free transportation to go vote. But, you know, anybody can just jump on any RTA mode of transportation, absolutely free. Tomorrow, October 19th, then October 26th, and then Election Day, November 5th. So it's Lona, right?
Lona, thank you. Yes.
Okay.
Just like Mona, it's one of those unusual names.
That's okay. I'm sure you're a unique person. Lona Edwards Hankins, thanks for being with us. And this is just a great offer from RTA, and the city thanks you.
Okay, thank you so much.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts!
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC's senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.